Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia students are still scoring below pre-pandemic levels. A shop for gamers in Albany prepares to close, citing high rent. And UGA researchers study a meteorite that crashed through the roof of a home in Henry County.
To this day, the homeowner is still pulling dust out of the fabric of their living room sofa.
Today is Friday, August 8th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia milestone results show an increase in student performance from last year to this year, but most scores still remain slightly below pre-pandemic levels. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Deputy Superintendent for Assessment and Accountability, Allison Timberlake, says proficiency rates improved for most subjects.
Results increased or held steady on 13 of the 20 assessments we administer in English Language Arts, Mathematics, Science, and Social Studies.
Georgia milestone tests are given to public school students from third grade through high school to assess proficiency in the subject at the end of the year or course. The Department of Education is hoping to build on this year's gains by providing training to teachers on the science of reading and a free universal reading screener to all school districts. The new reading initiatives are part of a recent push from the state legislature to dedicate more resources to literacy. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Researchers at UGA are analyzing the fragments of a meteorite that streaked through the sky in June and crashed to Earth in Georgia. The newly named McDonough meteorite broke apart miles above ground, and parts of it tore through the roof of a home in Henry County, southeast of Atlanta. University of Georgia researcher Scott Harris.
To this day, the homeowner is still pulling dust out of the fabric of their living room sofa. There was enough energy when it hit the floor that it pulverized part of the material down to literal dust fragments.
An analysis of the dust found that the meteorite is older than the Earth itself, more than 4.5 billion years old. A game shop in the southwest Georgia city of Albany is hosting a relocation celebration tomorrow as it prepares to move. Opened 1 year ago, the Nerd Store sells trading cards, hosts tabletop gaming events, and serves as a safe space for the LGBTQ community. Daniel Vinotigam says high rent costs are driving this move, and an online fundraising effort with an ultimate goal of $65,000 aims to help finance a permanent location.
About $25,000 of that would be ideally allocated towards a down payment on a mortgage so that we do not lose our space ever again.
Vinotigam says the Nerd Store is looking at a new location 10 miles north in Leesburg. In the meantime, he says he'll be hosting the occasional event at a public library and the Albany Museum of Art. A Georgia Senate study committee has begun digging into the causes and potential remedies to chronic absenteeism in the state's schools, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Chronic absenteeism is when a student misses at least 10% of the school year. It began rocketing during the COVID pandemic. Most members of the bipartisan Senate committee looking at the issue in Georgia are former principals. They heard from experts like Hetty Chang of the national advocacy group Attendance Works about the factors leading kids to miss school.
There's lack of access to health care, unaffordable transportation, not going to school because they're trying to work to add to the family income.
Deputy State Superintendent Justin Hill told legislators that while addressing these basic standard of living issues is the most costly way to get kids to school, it's also the most effective. The Senate Study Committee will meet three more times before compiling a report ahead of the next Georgia legislative session. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Bartow County says overcrowding at its animal control facility is forcing them to have to euthanize some animals. Officials in the Northwest Georgia community say the shelter has been at critical capacity for a couple of years, and nearby shelters are also at capacity. In a statement, county officials say sick or injured animals or those with behavioral problems would be put down first. Animal shelters in Metro Atlanta are experiencing similar issues. In Fulton County, officials said earlier this week its shelter for dogs was full beyond its capacity and needed volunteers to adopt or foster the animals. Just days after Georgia launched a program to help low-income families install rooftop solar panels, the EPA has abruptly canceled the funding behind it. More than 500 Georgians signed up for the Georgia Bright Solar Savings Program within its first 24 hours. The $156 million initiative, funded through the EPA's Solar for All grant, aimed to cut energy bills for thousands of low-income homeowners. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced in a post on X that the funding had been scrapped.
EPA no longer has the authority to administer the program or the appropriated funds to keep this boondoggle alive. With clear language and intent from Congress in the One Big Beautiful Bill, EPA is taking action to end this program for good.
Critics of the move by the EPA are saying the termination is not just an attack on affordable energy in the South, but it's illegal. Georgia Bright says it's still accepting applications. Georgia ranks 47th in the country in rooftop solar adoption. The Georgia deputy who fatally shot Leonard Cure, an exonerated man freed after 16 years in prison, has been indicted on unrelated civil rights charges. Former Camden County Deputy Buck Aldridge has been indicted on 13 counts, including using excessive force on at least three people and falsifying police reports. That's according to federal prosecutors. The Justice Department says incidents span from 2021 to 2022, well before the 2023 traffic stop where Aldridge shot and killed Cure. Aldridge has been relieved of duty. No charges were filed in Cure's death. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this Atlantic hurricane season is on track for an above-normal season. The agency updated its forecast yesterday as we head into what is historically the height of the season. NOAA says it expects 13 to 18 named storms, 5 to 9 of which could become hurricanes. The ranges are for the entire season from June 1st to November 30th. So far, there have been 4 named tropical storms and no hurricanes. In sports, the Braves face the Miami Marlins again tonight at Truist Park after a late come-from-behind victory against the Fish last night. Drake Baldwin homered twice and drove in 5 runs, and Marcell Ozuna also went deep. Miami has now dropped 3 of 4 since winning 5 straight and 9 of 11. This weekend's continuation of the series against Miami will be of special interest not just because of the players, but because of one of the umpires. Jen Powell will become the first woman ever to serve as an umpire for a regular season Major League Baseball game. She's slated to serve as a base umpire during the doubleheader tomorrow and as home plate umpire on Sunday. Powell has worked more than 1,200 minor league games. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, and a decade after the NFL hired its first full-time female official, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. This final back-to-school note, the Troup County NAACP is hosting a free book bag event for LaGrange area students tomorrow. From noon until 4 in the afternoon, students can get a book bag filled with school supplies on a first-come, first-served basis. The event is scheduled for the park at the Live Oak community tomorrow. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn more about any of these stories or follow the stories we've been following, go to gpb.org/news. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, make sure you do it now. We'll be back on Monday afternoon. Your feedback is welcome, of course. Send it anytime by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening and have a great weekend.